participants online, we'll go over them when we go into the slide. 那第二章 呢， 这个你可以开始看第二章的这 个， 然后呢看看怎么样填都可以啊。OK。Online, do you see the share screen? 在线上的朋友 们， 你们可以看到我们的这个 slide 吗？
Share.
好 了， 现在我想你们看到 了， 谢谢。OK， 谢谢谢谢。所以第二章 next。那在这个养生 啊， 从古时候到现在有各种不同的养生，佛教有养生，道教、儒家、藏医、蒙医和中医养生都有。Yes. So since the ancient time to present, we have a variety of cultivation of lives in the religions like Buddhist religion, Taoist religion, Ru religion, Tibetan medicine religion, and different religion. Even in Chinese medicine, we have followed, next slide, the variety of taking care of ourselves from the ancient times. So, participants, if you are online, there's mostly the slides will be in Chinese, but I will be able to translate them for you, so just hang in there. So, 从古至 今， 我们有人 体， 有生 理， 有自然 界， 有自己的精 神， 都要调和。从古时候到现在都是这样子。From the ancient time to present, we talk about human physiology, your biological body, the mother nature, your mind, body, spirit. They all have to be harmonious from the past even to the present. Do you agree? 下一章。In the Chinese medicine, 中医养生的时 候， 我们主要是不治已病治未 病， 预防胜于治疗。In the Chinese medicine, we talk about cultivation of life is to prevent illnesses. Preventing illnesses is better than treating the illnesses. So we have a variety of ways to diagnose and to determine what is the cause of the disease. 大家可以在这个线上可以看 到， 我们有用阴阳诊断和八纲辩证来辨证这个病因的结果。We use these pathological ways of diagnosis. Just remember back in 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 years ago, there were no imaging, no blood tests. So we have our way of diagnosing using the eight differentiation skills, and we will see on our next slide. 下一章。现在先看这 个， 一个是大肠经，一个是肺经。So one of the theories that we use is called the 脏腑 theory. 我们中医里头有这个经络 学， 这个你现在看到这个就是肺经和大肠经的走法。那肺经是从这个胸上头往下 走， 一直到大拇指内侧手阳明。大肠经是从第二个食指往上走到肘到肩到最后的迎香穴。So you can see the long meridian is on the inside of the arm that starts from the corner of the chest, descending down to the corner of the medial end of the thumb. And the large intestinal meridian starts from the corner of the index finger and travels up to the 迎香 point, which is located next to the nose. Lungs and large intestine, 肺和大肠经相表里。They are corresponding to each other. That's why I put them here. There are 12 regular meridians and 8 extra meridian. So 总共有12正 经， 然后有8个别 经， 总共有20个经络。Next. 那 Next, you will see the five element theory that is coming up very soon. 下一个要讲的是五行的相生相克。Maybe the slide is a little slow. It's a large slide. So, but I will just continue and they will be able to catch up later. So, 五行的相生相克大家都知道金木水火土嘛、啊、所以呢这个我也不用多讲。相生就是互相，对，互相的帮助生长和成长，相克就是长得太多了，我们要克制它；长得不够呢，我们要去鼓励它生长。那金就是譬如说这个像肺和大肠属金，水是肾和膀胱，木是肝和胆，火是心和小肠，土就是脾胃。So in the five element theory, we talk about the promotion and contraindication theory. If one is not enough, they will promote each other, like the lungs in the large intestine. They will promote each other, but if one is excessively active, then they will contraindicate, tell them to calm down and control, manage each other.所以呢刚刚看到肺和大肠经是相表里，如果肺经太不肺气不够的话，大肠就说我来帮你，如果肺气太旺的话，那大肠就说啊我要来克制你，这样子才能够保持人的身体的调和。好 ,next, 下一章。那中医来讲你们大概都已经很详细了，如果你看左边那个舌苔那个是最重要的。So you are all very familiar with the TCM diagnosis that's been following from 3,000 years to now. We use the pulse, we use smelling, 望闻问切, we olfactory, we smell the disease, we smell the patient, we smell the sweat, and we can pretty much tell. And on your left hand side, on the tongue, you can see the tip of the tongue, lung and heart. On the sides are the liver and the gallbladder. In the middle is like your stomach and spleen. Just like in your middle of your body is the stomach and spleen. Towards the root is the kidney and urinary bladder. So you may be wondering when your Chinese doctor asks you to stick out your tongue, what are you looking at? That's what we're looking at. 所以中医是讲究望闻问切。那这个切脉大家都比较熟悉，闻呢我们有的时候要闻这个病人他的这个病在哪里，有的时候病人不能讲话或者是病情不清楚的时候，我们就要用闻来问。然后这个舌苔呢大家都在看，我们中医每次都在看舌苔，你们有的时候会奇怪说我们到底在看什么东西，那个舌苔就是舌尖就是肺和大肠，舌头的两边就是肝和胆，有的时候肝火上旺就会这两边就特别的红，那中间就是脾胃，舌头后头靠近这个喉咙的地方就是肾与膀胱。 That's what we're looking at on the tongue. 这就是我们中医在看的时候就看舌苔是哪一个位置出现了问题。等一下我们还有更多的舌苔的照片，下一张。 Next please. And this is in ChineseYou can tell what are we looking for when we do the pulse diagnosis. So we look, the Chinese doctor put their hands on their radial pulse. On the left side, they check for the heart, liver, and kidney. On the right hand side, the patient's right hand side, we check for lung, spleen, and kidney. 在我们在中医切脉的时候，我们病人的左手，医生把手放在病人的左手，左边的寸关尺就是在这个血管上头，我们就是摸左边的寸，就是心脏，中间是肝，最后头是尺脉，叫做肾。右手呢就是看寸关尺，就是肺、脾和肾。你们也不妨自己把手摆到自己的这个脉搏上头看一看。总共中医的话是28种的脉搏，有滑呀，有旋啊，有这个快呀，有这个慢啊，有这个结呀，有各种不同。所以我们这手摆在病人的这个手上的时候，就是摸着28种脉搏，看看它是哪里出了问题。 So there are 28 different quality of pulses that a Chinese doctor looks for. So in the heart on the left hand side and the liver and kidney side, we each position, we put the doctor put their fingers on their a patient's risk, we look for one of the 28 qualities on heart, and then one of the 28 qualities of the liver, and one of the 28 qualities of the kidney, and same on the right-hand side. And that's what a Chinese doctor is feeling the pulse to see which one is out of the harmony and what is the disease pathology coming from. 下一张, next. Okay, so you have this in your Chinese handout. 你们如果有这个手上有这个传这个单子的话，这是第一张八纲辨证。This is the eight differential diagnosis. 阴阳表里寒热虚实。阴 and yang, which disease it belongs to the yin or the yang, or is it superficial like you're catching a cold, 表, or is it internal, it came from the internal to the external, like for instance, a tumor you can see is very inside, but it can expel its surface and manifest on the surface. 寒热, cold, or heat, or hot, did the patient catch cold, or did the patient's body is a colder body? Is the patient's body hot, or is the patient catch heat? Is the patient deficient, 虚, or is the patient have too much excess? So that's how we differentiate 阴阳表里寒热虚实. So just like in a common cold, we have to differentiate which one of the eight differentiation is the primary, what is the secondary, why are they not controlling each other, why are they not recovering. 所以我们在做八纲辨证的时候，就像感冒，我们就看是阴阳表里，感冒当然是表了，对不对？从外表到里头去，寒热虚实是为什么这个自己的身体第一的地方就是比如说感冒外感，为什么到了里头变成咳嗽，变成有的时候变成肺炎，为什么不好？所以这个就是八纲辨证里头，我们在这边看是什么的毛病，当然是越离就是越不好治。When it's more internal illnesses, it's harder to treat for us. Next, please. Okay, so people online, you can see this in Chinese, and I don't have it in English, but this is a chart for your constitution. 大家手上如果有这个刚刚我发下去的表格的话，你们可以看看你的身体主要是哪一种这个体质。这个我在六月份的时候也讲过。If you can check those who can read Chinese, you can take a minute to see which one of the cat column are you more into. When we go to the next slide, you'll be able to see what your body is more like. Okay, so I'll just pause here for like 5 seconds. Maybe just breathe quickly through it and see what your body is like. And then we pass our pens already. 刚刚大家应该有原子笔，可以自己圈一下，看看你的身体是怎么样的情况。因为下个星期六我们要讲食疗的时候，就是需要这一张表格来看看是怎么问题。If you are looking at the slide and understand the slide, try to make sense and see how many circles you made in each column. In the next week, Saturday's lecture, I will be back and we will know what you will know your constitution, and then you know how to use food to treat and to bring health back. So let's go to the next slide, please. 下一张。Okay. 所以你看看这里有四个一。阳虚、阴虚、气虚、血虚，当然了，还有阳实、阴实、气太多、血太实。可是我现在就只把这个阴、阳、气血摆在这里头。So there's in each column, you will see there's yang deficiency. The second column is yin deficiency. The third column is qi deficiency. The last one is blood deficiency.So depending on how many selections you made in each column, that will be your primary. And then if you go, but I have a little bit of each column, which is very likely, but the one with the most circle you've made are the one your primary issue that's going on right now. So once you know which one you have, yang deficiency, yin deficiency, qi or blood deficiency, and with your own symptoms, then you can know the pathology of your condition. And often you may have two or three or four problem together。如果你刚刚圈的，你可能看到第一行、第二行、第三、第四，你可能一二三四每个都圈了一句点，或者是哪一个圈的最多的，那个就是你现在的情况主要的虚的毛病。那也许你可能一二三四阳虚、阴虚、气虚、血虚都有，那也没有关系。那圈的最多的那个就是你身体的最大的问题。你知道自己你的体型之后，再加上自己现在的症状或者自己的问题，就可以知道自己的病因了，就可以从这里着手。下一章，那下一章的 slide 呢，你们可以看到中医是讲五季的，春夏长夏秋冬。那我们刚刚才过了长夏，九月份的时候不是很热吗？那就是长夏，又闷又热。那又闷又热以后哈，又不下雨，然后呢又热，那最后就变成什么？就变成秋天了。秋天就变成干燥，干燥呢地也干，这个什么都开始干燥。So in Chinese medicine, we talk about five seasons. We have spring, summer, late summer. That's the one in the middle.Fall, autumn, or winter. So after a long hot summer back in September, then now everything dried up. Now we are inside, right in the middle of autumn season. 下一场。So in the autumn season, you can see, wow, what does autumn season feel like to you? 秋天已经到了，你们自己觉得有什么感觉不一样啊？是不是有变冷了呢？又干燥了呢？是不是风又开始吹了呢？那秋天的季节，你看这个照片上啊，皮肤干，皱纹多，舌苔也很干，你看都没有苔，都是干，然后呢不湿，没有湿润的感觉，然后你看那个眼睛也干，嘴唇也干。所以呢，如果说你个人自己已经觉得说哇已经很干燥了，我的手怎么这么干，然后呢头发也掉了，像这个有这个树叶的话，那你可能就是知道秋天的话就影响到你了。 So you can see on this slide, the autumn season is windy, dry and cold. So you can examine on your own skin to see if it's been more dry. If your mouth has been more dry, you can see those two tongues are very dry.So these two patients with the tongue showing, they will be suffering during this season. And then look at the eyes, the lips, around the lips, they're all dried up. So in autumn season, if you already have a 阴虚 body, 你的如果是阴虚的身体的话，这个时候就特别的受到影响。If you have an inefficiency body, more dryness, more dehydration, then you are likely more toexperience the dryness, the wind, and then the colder season will affect you even more. 下一张。好，那你看这个好多舌苔啊， you see there's so many tongues on this picture. I took this down from the internet, but it's pretty close. 这个舌苔是我从网络上拿下来的照片。所以你看我圈的那一张就是阴虚，像我写的是 in English, it says in deficiency, kind of like the tongue photo you saw earlier is very dry, there's no coating, whereas some of the tongue on the top and some of the tongue on your other side, you can see some coating white or yellow. 所以你看这个舌苔，这个我圈的那一张就是阴虚的舌苔，大家回去以后不妨看看自己的舌苔，或者身体不舒服的时候看看自己的舌苔，看看是哪里不对了，是有苔还是没有苔，有没有裂，有没有干，或者有没有太多湿气，或者有没有齿印，这都是我们中医在看的地方。那你们刚刚已经看到，我们看舌苔看上头看的是肺、心、肝、胆、脾、胃、肾和膀胱。So when you look at your tongue, you can look at where is the most dryness. If there's coating or no coating, if there's teeth mark or no teeth mark, if it's enlarged or skinny, that all tells.A Chinese doctor a lot, and I recommend you to take a look at your tongue whenever you take a chance, especially when you don't feel well, would be the best time to examine your tongue and determine what's going on. Okay, 下一章。 So in the autumn season, this season is belongs to the lungs and large intestine. You can see on the lungs, 肺左边有 there are two lows on the left, three lows on the right. 秋天是属于肺和大肠的，你看肺脏左边有两大片，右边有三片，所以它的器官是很大的。那肺主一身之气，肺从呼吸开始收，从这个呼吸然后到这个气化，气化就是肺能够把这个好气和坏气分开，坏气然后就吐掉了，主呼吸的功能正常，主宣发与肃降，调通水道，就是把这个好的气分发和心脏一起分发到全身内脏。气为血之帅，所以呢，气能够推动这个血，让这个全身的皮肤，让手指头，让内脏，让所有的五脏六腑通通的得到正常的血液，血液里头有营养，所以让它的内脏能够有营养。肃降调通水道，肃降就是你呼吸进来了以后，按这个人的身体的水分，按人的身体的营养混在一起，气为血之帅嘛，它是大帅嘛，所以它就开始说 OK 我要来统治了，把这个营养都再分到全身的地方。调通水道就是你呼吸的时候空气里头有水分，所以呢有水分的时候，干燥的时候你觉得哇好干，下雨的时候你觉得好湿，对不对？所以呢通调水道就是肺，也是一个很重要的地方。除了肺之外，你们可以想象肾脏膀胱也很重要，脾和胃也很重要，管皮肤和皮毛，您的皮肤和皮毛健不健康，有没有皱纹或者干燥，你看年轻的人他们的皮肤又发亮，连那个皮毛都是亮的，对不对？他这个肺很健康。开窍于鼻啊，喉咙和鼻都是开窍，跟这个肺有关系，所以这个喉咙的声音大小，喉咙有痰喉咙痛，就跟肺都是有关系的。 So lung dominates the whole body. 气 lung is the leader of blood. So lung, the oxygen can be divided into clear 气 and the thickness 气 and the turbid 气 like carbon dioxide.It distributes once the clear qi is separated and then the turbid qi goes out. The clear qi mixed with the blood in the heart through the pumping mechanism of the heart. It distributes throughout the whole body and then it mixes with the food that we eat and then the microorganism of the body and then becomes what we call.Pectorial 气，现在讲就是宗气，祖宗的宗气。然后呢 ，it also controls the water regulation. So when you have lung disease, often you have mucus and discharge, or even you know an edema when you have lung failure, right? 所以这就是 that's why because it dominates the water passageway along with the kidney, urinary bladder, spleen, and stomach.It dominates and distributes the fluid into the skin and hair. It opens in the nose. The pulmonary starts in the nose, so is the throat. Okay, I'm going to go to the next one. Next, I'm going to show you a few acupressure points. I hope you get to practice together with me in the online, because this is quite important. It will prevent your illnesses. 大家跟着我一起做这个穴位非常的重要，如果能够自己按摩的话，那就可以预防疾病。那you all have this, I also included in the handouts for people who are present. 在这个你的这个手上这两张里头，有一张就是所有的穴位，合谷。Okay, next one, you can just look at it. And then in the last slide, you will have a conclusion of all the photos. And you can take a picture with your iPhone, with your phone.And the qi shi on the elbow. Next, please. Qi shi and qi zhe. Those are two points on the elbow. One's on the medial side, on the inside. One's on the outside. Okay. And the next one is shao shang. You can see on the corner of your medial end of your thumb.在大拇指内侧，少商穴，少商穴治咳嗽非常有效。少商 point is the point next to the thumb is extremely, extremely helpful to calm down cough. And then Yu Ji point is in the middle of the first metacarpal bones. 下一张，and then 特别介绍一个新的穴位，不是在肺和大肠。I wanted to specially introduce TB2, which is 液门穴，特别介绍液门穴。液门穴的话，大家试试看。对，这个液门穴。
This one you don't have, I have.
液门穴的话，在这个
Can you go back to the previous slide, please?
Yeah, 大家试试看，在这个穴位，你现在就掐，马上口嘴巴就有口水。So everybody at home participating this and press this 液门 point on either side. Immediately within seconds, you start salivating. 所以叫做液门穴。Therefore, this point is called 液门穴. Especially the conquer the dryness, this will be perfect. Okay, and next. And I know you don't have the summary of points, but that's okay. If it's that's okay with you, but you already saw what we had earlier. If you didn't have...the information, feel free to email me or call me or text me and I'll be more than happy to send those to you. 如果大家没有看到的话，没有机会抄下来的话，你就直接写 email 电邮给我，或者打电话，或者给我写 text 都可以。那这个秋天的话，滋阴养血。 Okay, this and the next one. 大家要多吃梨，对不对？那下个礼拜呢，我们要讲这个食疗，下个礼拜我再多花一点时间讲这个各种体质不同，怎么样用食物来调养自己的身体。So pears will be one of the most important fruit. So next week at the Food is Medicine lecture, I will talk more about the autumn food and then the rooted vegetable that you saw earlier. Okay, next. And once again, a balanced diet, balanced, right? Proper rest to reduce the inflammation and proper exercise. Next. And that's the way to stay healthy. So I'm going to stop here. Feel free to email me. 如果大家有问题的话，就麻烦你直接给我写 email. Okay, 我把我的 email 也给您大家报告一下。我的 email 地址是好 erlenechiang@gmail.com 我的手机电话是510-334-1638 510-334-1638 要是有问题的话 feel free to call me or contact me or text me or email me. I will usually get back to you within one day.
Thank you so much. Next week, I'm starting at
8:20.
Okay, and next week we like to start at 8:20 p.m. November 16, we will start our lecture at 8:20, and please come at 8:20. Thank you very much. 谢谢大家。
Maybe another.